Good morning and welcome to What's Up, where we discuss what's up about recent events. This is Lamia Brownlee, and for this episode, we're going to be talking about gender's role in society. Why is it important in our society, and what should its role be? There are a lot of factors that help us find our role in society, but not all these factors and traits benefit us. Factors like your race or ethnic background, age, and economic status can either help or challenge you while trying to fit in society. Gender roles, stereotypes, and expectations based on your assigned gender also somehow play a part in finding our place in society. You would think that these issues wouldn't still be happening today, but they are. Gender shouldn't matter when looking for our place in society. It shouldn't have an effect in deciding if we are worthy of a job or how much we should get paid. To clear up some terms before I jump right into it, sex is what we are born with, while gender is what the person identifies or feels is the right sex, whether it's on the binary scale or not at all. Gender expression is how the person chooses to express the gender they identify with. When I was asked the question, what is the role of gender in society, I instantly thought, why does it have a role? I decided to look at society and observe how gender is incorporated. I noticed how still to this day that gender is such an important factor in getting a job, or how you are viewed, and what expectations are put on you, when it shouldn't. An article written by Henry A. Montero states how society dictates that boys be raised to believe that confidence, strength, success, and composure are the core elements of being a man, and anything emotional is girly or womanly, and should therefore be stifled and ignored. He explains more as how this way of raising young boys manifests into depression and how some of these symptoms start at a young age. Montero also touches more on how toxic masculinity hurt men other than just violence they may receive due to expressing themselves differently than what is expected of them. As boys are assumed to man up or to act like a man from a young age, masculine toxicity is one of the main problems that interrupt our young men's mental development. With society constantly highlighting the stereotypical male through social media and pop culture, most of our young men are raised with this mentality or try to fit into the stereotypes. There are even more stereotypes in the workplace as society creates gender-related roadblocks. Even though the 21st century could be a time of great employment opportunity for Western women, especially those who are highly educated and highly skilled, but in terms of wage equality, there is still a long way to go. Many jobs that women work are part-time and pay poorly. Women are even underrepresented in management circles, even though this year, 127 women hold seats in the United States Congress, comprising 23.7% of the 535 members. 25 women serve in the U.S. Senate, and 102 women serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. Four women non-voting delegates also represent America, Samoa, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands in the United States House of Representatives. Granted that women being included for a management position or position of power have increased in numbers as the years go by, but are they really taken seriously? The female advance seems inevitable, although Western governments have yet to grapple fully the transformation in the workplace, and some of the long-term implications are disturbing. Gender is important in our society. By years of constant stereotypes and expectation based on assigned gender, as there are jobs made for one gender or are given based on that person's gender. Our position in society shouldn't be based on our gender or have any effect by it. You should be aware of how we are placed in our society and what factors are important and highlight how wrong it is. Next week, Friday, we'll be discussing more about toxic masculinity. This is your host, Lamia Brownlee, and that's What's Up.